In this bulletin, the chief executive of Clubs New South Wales fired after linking the Premier's religion to his gaming policy. George Pell's body to Lions State in Sydney. And in sport, Dylan Wenzel Hall signs a new contract with the Central Coast Mariners. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Brawl. The body of Cardinal George Pell will lie in state ahead of a reception mass later today at Sydney's St Mary's Cathedral. The 81-year-old former Archbishop of Melbourne and Sydney has already been given a traditional cardinal's funeral by the Vatican at St Peter's Basilica, and his body has now been returned to Australia for burial and vigil masses. The first of two masses is expected to begin this morning as child sexual abuse survivors tie ribbons on the cathedral fence outside to remind the public of clergy abuse. A requiem mass celebrated by Sydney Archbishop Anthony Fisher will take place on Thursday before the Cardinal is buried in a private ceremony at St Mary's Crypt. The chief executive of Clubs New South Wales, Josh Landis, has been sacked following his comments that linked New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet's religion to his gambling reform agenda. Mr Landis had said that the Premier was motivated by his Catholic gut when pushing for a statewide cashless gaming card, a policy which the clubs industry objects to. Clubs New South Wales has issued a statement confirming Mr Landis's employment has ended with immediate effect. Mr Landis has also issued his own statement apologising for his comments. The death toll from a suicide blast inside a mosque in northern Pakistan has risen to 92. The Pakistani Taliban, known as the TTP, has admitted responsibility for the bombing, which targeted civilians inside a crowded mosque in the Pakistani city of Peshawar. Rescue workers say hope is dwindling on reaching any survivors.
We are trying to complete the rescue operation as soon as possible. Right now, the last slab is being cut. Hopefully, the operation will be completed in the next couple of hours.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has begun his visit to the Middle East, meeting with Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant as he seeks an end to resurgent violence on the West Bank. The meeting comes as tensions continue to escalate between Israeli and Palestinian forces. Mr. Blinken has reaffirmed Washington's backing for a two-state solution to the decades-long conflict, saying Israel's security remains America's top priority.
I really couldn't say it any better. We are united. Our commitment to Israel's security remains and will remain ironclad. I really appreciate this opportunity to exchange some ideas, some thoughts with the defense minister. We have a lot on our hands in this moment, and so I think this meeting could not be a better time.
Former Liberal Minister Alan Tudge is set to testify to the Robo-Debt Royal Commission today on his involvement in overseeing the scheme. Mr. Tudge, who was Human Services Minister between 2016 and 2017, will be the third former minister to be questioned at the inquiry into the unlawful Centrelink debt recovery program. His former advisor, Rochelle Miller, has already testified before the commission, telling the inquiry she fed stories to sympathetic media outlets as the news started to break of the program several years ago. The former coalition government's Centrelink debt recovery scheme pursued welfare recipients who they claimed owed money, recovering more than $750 million from over 380,000 people. A report on alcohol restrictions in Alice Springs will be handed to the federal government today, a week after urgent meetings were held on the crisis currently gripping the Northern Territory town. The report by Central Australian Regional Controller Darrell Anderson is expected to canvass opt-in restrictions and consider if bans should be implemented. A three-month ban on the sale of takeaway alcohol has already begun on Mondays and Tuesdays following a meeting between Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Northern Territory Chief Minister Natasha Files last week. To sport, an Australian footballer Dylan Wenzel Halls has signed with the Central Coast Mariners days after securing a release from his contract with Western United. Wenzel Halls made his A-League debut for Brisbane Roar in 2018 and has played 101 A-League games to date, including Western United's grand final defeat of Melbourne City last year. He joins the Mariners through to the end of the 2024-25 season, replenishing their forward stocks after the departure of Socceroo Garang Kwal earlier this month. I'm Deborah Grook. This is SBS News.